Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. Is that what you want?
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. You like that, baby?
It's thickly packed and full of flavor.
That's what you want.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320. This is your hostess, La Crush Hart.
Okay, there I go. Welcome to Full Fantasy Radio, the Honey Suite. I was talking this whole time and y'all didn't even hear me. So let me start over. Welcome to the Honey Suite on Full Fantasy Radio. As always, it's Full of Flavor Tuesdays. And before I get into anything, let me give a shout out and a thank you to everybody that tuned in and showed love and respect to our good friend, Mr. Black Reporter, who's right now resting in paradise. We had a great show. We laughed. We kiki. We reminisced. Shout out to Lady C. Shout out to DJ Mimi Cat, Brick, Russ, Marva, everybody that tuned in. We really do appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all. And I know Black Reporter did enjoy the show. He was shaking his head the whole night at us. But much love to everybody. So right now, we got to continue on with the show. If Black Reporter will want us to continue on with the show, right now it is the Honey Suite, Full of Flavor Tuesdays. We have part two with the Sexy Mayhem with my guest co-host, Ms. La Drama Princess. How are you doing tonight, ma'am?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing out there?
I'm awesome. I'm definitely awesome. I'm awake.
Well, that's great news.
Right, I'm awake. I've been droopy-eyed all day, but like I said, once that 3, 2, 1, go on, I got to find the energy to, you know, I can't be all mellowed down, mellowed out. Don't make for a good show. So how was your day, ma'am?
My day was pretty uneventful. This is my second day taking off from doing my usual. So it's been pretty quiet. I don't know what to do with myself when I'm not doing my writing.
Oh, right. Your book is coming out soon.
Yep.
And you finally finished up the project, or you're still
Book. Yeah, I'm finished with the book itself, but right now I'm working on the technicalities of getting it published and have it in the proper format for the internet.
Right.
And things like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That sounds great. I can't wait to get into your head and ask you about that process because that's just awesome. And you're self-publishing, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, tell people a little bit about your book. Let everybody know what it is that La Drama Princess do.
Well, I write erotica, and I have a book called Swingin' Submission coming out on May 12th. And it's about swingers, and they're married, and they're happy. And, you know, it has some great sex in there. I was told by one of my test readers that it is very sensual because it gets to you on a deep mental level of what's happening. So it's not just a bunch of, you know, fornicating with mindlessly. And so it's a real story. That's my whole point. And you get to experience what it's really like for somebody who's in the lifestyle, not just what you imagine it to be. And there's kind of a love backstory to it and everything, but I think it's pretty intense myself. And I can't wait for everybody to read.
Well, I'm part of that lifestyle. We had our little Swing State of Mind show segment going on here last year and stuff like that, and I've hosted and been, you know, to those swing parties. So, you know, I'm about that single life, though. So I'll definitely want to check out that book, and I can't wait to chat with you, like I said, about it. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in. By all means, make a free account. Join us in the chat room. You can call us up, 805-830-8320. We'll get to the lines real soon. La Drama Princess is with me. Author, book coming out May 12th. Y'all need to, what's the website, Miss Princess?
LaDramaPrincess.com.
That's it. Can't get no simpler than that. Can't get no simpler than that. All right, let me go ahead and let everybody know. Last night was my musically inclined show, but it was a dedication show to my co-host, Black reporter who passed away last week. And, you know, he just really was a big inspiration and a big help. And he was a co-host of Phone Fantasy Radio in the very, very, very beginning, 2008 to 2013. So it was only right that I do a segment and talk about him. And we reminisced and we laughed and we kiki'd and we just celebrated being able to know this man. I've never met him physically. We had a virtual friendship, but it was just like if he was my next door neighbor, you know. It really hurt. It really hurt me. And I want to ask people this question, you know, as being on the internet, being so social and having access to all these different peoples, have you been emotional? Do you feel the pain that somebody else is feeling that you've never met in your life, 3,000 miles away? Can you connect with them on that level, or have you connected with them on that level? I just wanted to throw that out there so I know that I'm not weird.
I think that I have definitely connected to people like that, and it hurts just the same, whatever they're going through. If you lose one of them, it hurts. It has hurt me. You know, just like if we had actually met in person, because even if you haven't met them, you know, physically, it's still somebody behind the screen. So you get to, when you talk to somebody online, you tend to learn a lot more about them than you would if you had met them in person from the beginning.
Right.
So I don't think you're crazy, but I think that's very normal, because it's been a person, you know, talking to you, making you laugh and making you, you know, have these range of emotions. So that's normal to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Shout out to Russ. Ooh. Russ just into the chat room. I definitely agree with you, with Drama Princess, and I just don't want to feel weird because the show is good. Like I said, we was having an awesome time on the show for 2 hours. We stayed on the show for the whole 2 hours, and I got this beeping noise. I don't know what it is. I have headphones. I have two sets of headphones on, one on my cell phone and one on my laptop, so I didn't get the feedback when I was doing my show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, not once, but twice during the show, I get this loud, ringing noise in my ears, beep, just like that. Like, you know, when you watch a TV and that broadcasting network on, and then here goes somebody mentioning, you know, the spirit doesn't rise for 7 days. And what? Don't say stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a little freaked out for a minute. Like, that's Black Reporter telling us that he's tuned in right now. Like, it happened once. It happened twice. And then we played. He used to do a sign-off at the end of every show. He would do a sign-off, and we could never get it. So we was laughing, and we was reminiscing about that. And then as soon as we played the sign-off, it got quiet. Like, for a good moment, it got quiet, and everybody just got so somber. You know, it was like, oh, man. You know, it really hit us that we won't be hearing that voice live anymore, you know. And I think that was the first time we all got choked up, you know. But at the end of the day, you still got to find a way to move on. So I just, I got Jacoby in the chat room. He said, depends on how long you knew the person. So I got Jacoby in the chat room. And I guess it depends on, like I said, he helped me with something that was my passion, or something that is my passion, which was Phone Fantasy Radio. And I just wanted to get live and get on air and have that co-host, you know, and he helped me achieve that. So I think it also depends on what level you bring them into your life as well. So
I agree.
I do agree that we do reveal most of ourselves more in the comfy of our jeans, I mean, in our pajamas and flip-flops over a screen than if I was sitting there in front of you. I wouldn't know how to respond and things like that. So I definitely agree with that, too. But let's put that aside. Rest in peace. But, you know, I got to do what I got to do, Black Reporter. You know how we get down on Phone Fantasy Radio. Drama Princess is here. Sexy Mayhem Part 2. Miss Princess said, you know what, let's do it again the next week. I'm like, okay. Part 2, so we're here at Part 2, and we got a little list for y'all, things we want to, like, all week. Like I said, I hit La Drama Princess up, because I'm like, where you at? All week I've been liking and tagging and, and everything, and then all of a sudden you just disappeared today. I mean, it showed up, but it was like, where's Drama Princess at?
Well, you know that's that thing about Facebook, they will do you like that.
Right. Every 5 minutes you was popping up on my screen, then all of a sudden you just disappeared. So first things first, I just want to know, I'm not about the shower life, the shower ride life. I know that. I wouldn't even attempt to do that, like, because I know that does not involve me at all. Like, I can't relate to that. But there's a scene out there with a reality star, yes, and a porn star creating a porn show, a porn video, and there's a and they get into the bathroom and she's doing the pull-ups as they have in their relations.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to put out there Stevie J?
Yeah, I saw that him and Jocelyn took a picture in the bathroom. He was standing in the tub holding the shower rod, and Jocelyn was sitting at the counter looking in the mirror with her money laid out on the countertop, and I just thought that was hilarious. And the comments were, no, Stevie J, don't do it, don't do it. So they said that's their way of making fun of the situation, you know, what everything that, you know, everybody's saying about Mimi's choice to actually do that and put it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Now, the thing is, though, excuse me, the guy that Mimi is in the video with
hold on,
is
hold on.
Not
I have
her.
A question. I have a
oh,
question.
Sure.
People are having issues getting to the show. They saying that they have to sign in through Facebook, or is that just through the chat?
Is that they should have to sign in through Facebook. I mean, they can sign up for a free account with Blog Talk Radio if they want to chat. If you don't have an account, yes, you have to create an account to join us at the chat room. You can hit us up on Facebook. WRPF Radio is the website, is a fan page for Facebook, and I'm on that right now. We're also on Twitter at Phone Fan Radio, and I believe Ms. Drama Princess also got her her account, her page going. But, yeah, we got Russ in the chat room, Jacoby in the chat room, and I got a guest, 7375, hey. And, you know, please do sign up. It's a simple sign up. We won't get spammed. You can like the page. You can like the radio show. And, you know, every time we come on, you get a little email about that. So, but, yeah, you can get into the chat room. If you're tuned in and you don't see a chat room as you scroll down your page, try refreshing the page. Because I did start the chat room a little late, so. But refresh your page, and you can see it at the bottom as you scroll down. If you're playing the player on Facebook, it should just play the show. It wouldn't actually just log in or nothing like that. It'll just play the show live.
Oh, okay. Because they were trying to
on your Facebook feed, yeah. If you put it on Facebook, it'll just actually yeah. But you can't create and attach your Facebook page to your Blog Talk Radio account. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hope that answered the question.
Yeah, I hope so.
I try to be as detailed as possible.
Right.
All right, so here's the thing. We got Stevie J, and we got this cat, Mimi. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I did not go look at the video. I just seen bits and pieces of a preview. So I don't know the whole video, but I did get the impression from Miss Kitty. Shout out to Miss Kitty Pride, who tuned in the show last week and brought her expertise. She said it was something to be reckoned with. It was a great video. What is your take on the video, Ms. Drama Princess?
Well, I'm an avid porn watcher, and I'm into homegrown stuff, like the amateur, really true amateur videos where you have the cell phone on her back while she's riding. That's the kind that I'm into. So that, obviously, when you look at the whole trailer, the fact that it has a trailer, you know it's not nothing like that. So it was okay. I mean, it seemed to me he was trying to prove himself in his performance. Yeah. And as far as her, I don't know what to say about her. I saw people saying that she was very mechanical. Some say she was trying to make love. Some say she was bored. I don't know. It just, I didn't hear any, because I would click through the video. I found a 30-minute clip, and I was clicking through the video, and every time I stopped from clicking, I didn't hear any moaning or anything like that. So I'm like,
thank you.
I need that. So how do I know it's good?
I need that. Yes, I agree 112%. Got to make some noise.
Yeah, so if you're not into, you're not actually having a sex with them, you need that if you want somebody to feel like, you know, they're going to get off to it or something. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's a person's personal taste. Mm-hmm. But for me, it wasn't all that.
But I'm thinking, shouldn't that always be the case for porn, though? I mean, yeah, your personal taste is when you're, like, you know, you're performing. At the end of the day, like, you're getting paid to do this. They're expecting a level, you know, your personal taste go out the window after that, you know.
Right. But I was going to say that, I don't know, I just feel like, I think that Stevie J's first porno was better than that. You know, Stevie J. The one he had with Eve, the little, 9-second clip from that whole production that Mimi made with Nico, I think that his little 9 seconds was better than that. Because at least in that one you see Eve, she's like, you can see she's into it. So she's not faking it, she's not holding back or trying to act or anything like that.
Right.
That's what makes it better. And is there an actual full-length video of that little Eve tape? Because I never have found it over all these years.
Listen, I ain't even going here. I'm not going here. I just got this computer. My pockets ain't shat, and I'm not trying to fuck my computer up because I don't went and try to explore something. But when I, like I said, when I seen the trailer, and I'm into big girl porn, but I also like girl porn, and I like noise. So if I don't hear noise and the moaning and stuff like that, you do nothing for me. And then I'm going to sit up there and critique everything that you're doing. Like, why aren't you throwing it back? Why aren't you got your leg here? You supposed to deep throat that. You know, I'm going to sit up there and I'm going to go through the whole tape. You know, like, girl, throw it back. Girl, grab his shoulders. Do something. Like, you know, I'm going to sit up there and try to pick at it, and I'm not even going to enjoy it. So I didn't really care to look at it. I did want to see the shower scene, though. And I did visualize. I did change the characters up a little bit.
I think I saw that part in the 30-minute clip I found. And you see it in the trailer as well. So I can't remember. I'm kind of getting confused now. But I think in one of them, you see her where he's standing there and she's like holding on. Because she said that. I was watching an interview where her friend, Claudia Jordan, was saying that Mimi told her that the thing with the shower ride was that he was standing there and she's already on him. I didn't watch the whole thing through, so I don't know if she's bullshitting or not. But and then when she's holding on, so it's not all her weight that's on the shower ride, is what she's saying. And so
he was holding her, yeah, you could tell that, you know.
Yeah, so
he had that covered. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, so
I knew
she's
that.
Like going up and down on him, you know, kind of, and
Yeah. It's possible, you know, lady, just because we don't get that on a regular basis, you know, some of us haven't found that right there, that guy that can throw us up in the air and, you know, I'm not about that life. I don't know nothing about that. I dreamed about it, though. I did dream about it.
You did?
I did dream about it.
Before
or
after
yeah.
the tape.
I don't like heights, though.
Oh. Well, it's not that far up. You're just going to be hanging from it. You're not going to be actually up there.
Oh, my God. It. I don't like heights. What? I'm just scared of my bed is only 3 feet from the ground. Good girl. No, you just get a new bed and you get the new frame and that bed looks so high.
Right.
Like, I ain't sleeping.
Really
I'm sleep on the floor. Yeah, I'm really scared of heights. I don't want that excitement.
Well, you know, you can get you one of those chairs and sit it off there. Oh, no, they might not be safe. Never mind. You can sit that in the shower.
Now, you can get a chair. He can sit on it and I'm not covered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got you covered now. I can throw it back and bend over and, you know, put my knee up on it. I can do all that. As long as I feel secure, I can do all that. But him lifting me up, talking about I got you, boo, if he ain't 6'8 and 300 pounds, then he ain't doing that. I don't feel comfortable in his arms.
I've never actually been sexual with a guy like that either, where I was on, like, you know, what they call a position in the book where he's just standing, period. And then you're on his waist. I can't do that either because I guess I feel like you too. Not necessarily about the heights, but I just don't want to be blocked.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's one thing to be scared of height. It's another thing to be scared of getting your head cracked open because you want a little piece of penis.
Try to do too much.
It's crazy, folks. If you just tuned in, welcome to the Honey Sweet Sexy Mayhem Part 2 with the Drama Princess as my co-host. And we're talking about this infamous shower scene, Rod, Mimi, and Nico. Is his name Nico? Nino?
Nico.
Nico, right? Sex tape. Is it a porn? It's not even a sex tape. It's a porn video. Like, it's a legit
it's a porn
video.
Video.
It's not even like... Right, like, is there a difference between a sex tape and a porn video? Like, you know, she didn't do this
difference.
Because she wanted, you know, clicks or likes. She did this because somebody paid her, and she, you know.
And not only that, you can tell it's a big production. Was she still sticking by the fact she's saying, oh, we were using our own camera. Mm. What about the angle? So it's a big production.
Right, so who's filming it?
The whole camera.
Because I didn't see no back shots. I didn't see no back shots. Mm-hmm. Who's holding that camera?
You know?
Well, we got a caller already. If you want to go ahead and get to the call line, you want to do that?
That's cool. Bring them on.
All right. So we got the 7442. What's your name and where you calling from? 919.
I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina area. I seen the backshot video on World Star Hip Hop.
You know what?
Really?
I'm tired of that website.
Yeah.
And what's your thoughts about
like,
it?
I mean, nothing, because rappers, you seen Ty G video? A lot of these rappers, you know, do porn and shit on the side and rap. Hip-hop rappers have been doing both with, like, ever.
Okay. And,
That's what's going on now. I mean, a lot of these... You got a lot of these rappers, they got their own sex tape. Sex tape in the music industry ain't nothing new. Ty G, whatever his name is, you seen that dude that did that song called, what's the name of the song? I'm Faded, whatever his name is. He got a video sex tape and everything. Ty G, Ty something, whatever his name is. Me and Queen G, whatever his name is.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, well, where are all these rapper sex tapes going on at? And I haven't seen them. Where do you see these at, sir, ma'am?
I'm a rapper myself, so they just see me. I'm like, I'm a rapper. I'm a rapper also, but I ain't even on sex tapes. But I'm part of the mixtape crew. You ever heard of mixtape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's they. I got my connections through that.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And what's your name?
Well, my rap name, Ifi, is my rap name. My first album is called Ifi the Fool album. I have a mixtape and everything. So.
Okay.
I got connected. My first album called Outside the Food album. I got like three songs, so I do rap, so.
You caught the flu. That, what is it?
Called Outside the Food album, that's what it's called.
Oh. Okay.
You know, rap. But I also, right. You know, I've been doing rap for like a few years, so. World Star Hip Hop, like, send me stuff all the time.
Oh, all right, right. You get in your email, you got a notification, somebody put this video up, or this is what's trending now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I get you.
Where
all right.
They send me stuff like all the time. And then I have another, I got another dude that's in the business that showed me stuff, too. You ever heard? He's got a show like yours. He comes on every, it's like every Friday, Saturday. That's my other connection. He's a porn producer that do big girls. This is in like Atlanta. If you ever listen to the Block Talk Radio, he'd be on like at 12 o'clock at night on like Fridays and Saturdays and Thursdays. JC something radio. You ever heard of him? JC Radio.
No.
Yeah, JZE Radio.
I'm not on any of those time.
Huh?
Okay. Well, thank you. We got some other callers we need to get to. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it. Good luck with your mixtape.
Thanks. Yeah, no.
We also had another caller from the 317. I know who this is, so I have to let you on because I can do that. So about that life. How are you?
I sling better dick than Nico any day,
Well, damn.
How are you? I asked you what you're slinging. What's going on, gingerbread man? How are you?
Well, hey, man. I was creeping through the woods, and I seen some lights and shit. I said, let me go see what y'all potty talking about.
This is the Gingerbread Man. This is my good friend co-hosting with me right now, Gingerbread Man, the drama princess. She's co-hosting with me right now.
Hey, Gingerbread Man.
How you doing, Sugar Bug?
I'm good.
How's that water snake doing? How's that water snake doing?
That water snake with the shark head, oh, it's still strangling and biting.
Right, that's what he called his number.
Oh.
Yes, that's a
new one.
And that was a horrible sex. That wasn't no sex tape. That wasn't no sex video. That was two old-ass motherfuckers trying to come back. And I say that literally, trying to come back.
They trying to make it back to the scene.
Did he have one orgasm in that video?
I didn't, from what I saw, it looked like they even had a script, goddammit.
Wow.
I was hearing me talk about, you got to see this video, Gingerbread, the dude Nico, he laying long dick on her. I said, oh, Mimi, I look at it just for the fact to see them new titties. So I was trying to see them new tatties and shit, you know what I mean? And I looked at it, and I was so disappointed. They talking about just killing the camera. My nigga Ray did.
Yeah. They said the best scene was her giving head. But I don't know about that. I didn't see her gagging, so.
I missed the whole scene. I didn't even see her giving head. I guess I was clicking through too fast.
Yeah,
right, I
just saw
seeing bits of it, but it was dry. I don't know.
Mm. What a waste.
Yeah, it wasn't even sloppy head. It was dry. Girl,
look
what else on there.
Nasty like we used to. I said, that's why I love you. That's why I love you, Crush, because you still keep it nasty like we used to.
That's the only way I know how, Jensen. The only way I know how.
On the real, I tell you. And I don't know who that y'all I see y'all had a rapper on there. What was the rapper's name? I was trying to catch the name. I couldn't get the name.
Did he ever say I didn't hear it?
I don't know. I couldn't understand him.
I asked him, and he didn't say. He just said the name of his mixtape, and I couldn't understand that.
Something about the flu. That's all I kept hearing was the flu. I don't know.
Yeah.
But shout out to him for calling in, telling us about these sex tapes. But, yeah, it's like sex tape is like candy now. You could get one at the corner store. It's really that accessible. You know, one point it was thick. At one point, it was no such thing as going on air and you know, showing yourself. But for between sex tapes and reality shows, everybody's trying to make a comeback. I don't know.
Shit, I did sex live on a reality show. God damn it, Blog Talk. We got it in. What they talking about?
I know. We did.
What?
Yeah, we Blog Talk was serious back then. It was serious back then.
Well, is there something in the archives with this going on?
Uh-oh.
There's a lot of stuff in the archives.
Y'all got this in the vault.
You got that in the vault. There's a lot of stuff. My first account got deleted because the show was called The Erection Section.
What?
Somebody flagged my show, though, because it was, I did like 12 shows called The Erection Section. All of a sudden now, Blog Talk going to flag it. I think we had a call on here when we were talking about the cleanup woman, and then we talked about the cleanup man coming to clean up the woman's mess. So we was like, ooh, though. And I guess somebody must have got offended at something we said, and they flagged my show. They got deleted. So we only got shows from 2010.
Is it, huh? What do you mean by clean up the woman's mess? Is it what I think it is, or is it something tame?
No,
you got that's all you got to do. Turn that vacuum switch on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that's exactly what I thought you were talking about.
By all means, folks, don't be scared. Y'all can call in and join into the conversation. I got a question in the chat room for y'all. How did you wait before introducing your partner to the family?
Like, am I really?
Straight PG-13.
As in my relatives, I don't know. I'm not close to my family like that, so whenever I got around to seeing them and he was around, I was like, hey, let's meet these people, and that's it. So whenever.
Yeah. What about you, Ginger? You bringing a girl to the
family? I don't want to meet no family man. I'm trifling. I'm nasty. Your mama, you don't even want her to know me, because if she find out what I did to her daughter, I might motherfucker around and turn to a threesome. Shit, you know, I can have mama
be just nasty.
Wow.
You just nasty, Ginger. Just nasty.
I get in. Hey, if mama had something cold enough to make me want to touch it, she got to have something good enough to make me want to bust it.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it takes Ginger to come back with these little snappy comebacks, and you can't catch up with him. He quick on his feet, quick on his feet.
Quick
on his feet, I know that. Hmm? What you said, Princess?
I said, I see.
Yeah, he's quick on his feet, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You let him go on by himself. You let him go on by himself.
Wow.
So, okay. Do you got a sex tape out there, Ginger?
Right now, I'm in the midst of, like, we've been doing a lot of, like, behind-the-scenes stuff. Like, I mean, I'm always in the studio. But right now, you know, Slick been directing all this stuff in hip-hop. Like, it's funny that you say it. Because I'm behind the scenes watching all of this shit. You know, Slick that moved up from shooting. So he directed Love and Hip Hop now. So we've been like, even.
Oh,
like,
word, Slick. I've been seeing stuff pop up on my feed every now and then. Shout out to Truth, too. He don't talk to me no more.
Oh, he don't?
Mm-mm, he don't talk to me no more.
Oh, I'm going to have to holler at him because, you know, we love some crust. You scared him, Chris. You know, I'm telling you, that New York apple on you, you were scared to be a bookworm then.
Right? He told me to stop that crush.
Trying to make truth blood.
Mm-hmm.
I wear a lot of corduroy pants, Chris. And if you know anything about corduroy pants, you got to stop it with truth, because if you don't, ain't nothing prettier than a crust stain in front of corduroy pants. You can't do that to him.
Mm-hmm. I'm behaving. I fell back when he told me to stop. I fell back. All right. You don't want the big scrunches. I understand.
I'm
going to
be
you
out there
want the big
in a
scrunches.
Minute.
Huh?
Just to let you know, I'm going to be out there. It's supposed to be. We got to come out. We got to interview. He got to shoot an interview, actually, with Stevie J and the damn funny talking there.
Do you want to come see me? You want to make it to Brooklyn?
You know you're the first person I'm going to tag up soon as we get
back.
You're the first person I'm going to tag. You know, I got to hit your line, tag your line up soon as I get there, because you got to show me around and shit. I ain't been there in a while.
All right. We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen. All right, I'm going to take a break because I can do that. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about when we come back, we're talking about the study we've seen, drama. Remember that study we've seen about married wives and big penis?
Oh, like, yeah, we got to get to that.
We got to get to that. What? When did that become an issue? Like, it seems to be a big issue, though. There's a study about that. So we're going to go ahead, take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about all that. But in the meantime, between time, let me go handle my business. I'm going to be right back, y'all, because that's how I roll. I'm just a mess. Don't pay me no mind, folks. Don't pay me no mind. It ain't my fault. I don't know why I'm acting like this. I don't know why I feel like this. It just ain't my fault. It's not my day. We're going to make it happen.
See that.
And keep knocking, whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin. You see that hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have? Dessert?
Who deserves this?
I never thought I would be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. And you came in and knocked me on my face. Feels like I'm in a rain. But I already won first place. I never thought I'd fall for you as hard as I did. You got me thinking about our life, my house, my kids. Yeah. Every morning I look at you and smile. Before you came around and you knocked me down,
Sometimes love.
Your boyfriend now. I'm a
Phone Fantasy Radio.
What's up?
Welcome back to the show.
I'm your hostess, Mr. Crush Heart, and you're tuned in Sexy Mayhem 2 on the Honey Suite with my guest host, La Drama Princess. And so far, so good. We are here tuned in. I wanted to backtrack before we get into our next topic about, I threw it out there real quick as a, you know, just throwing it out there. But Jacoby, I think it's all a personal discretion. If you are, if you're close with your family and you feel like this person is somebody that is worthy, you know, if you feel like you can trust them and this is somebody that you want to build with, then, you know, that's when you introduce them to your family. I guess it just depends on you and your relationship with your family, because I, like the Drama Princess, is not that close with my family, but at the same time, I'm not just bringing any Tom, Joe, or Rick around them either. I would actually take into consideration who I'll bring around my family, not for my family's sake, but for my boo sake. So, yeah. All right, Miss Princess. We had a princess on here before. That shit was really young. Well, she got mad at me.
What? What was that?
I'm sorry. Just caught a flashback. Sorry. Just caught a flashback. That's what I was supposed to say. So, okay. So, princess, I was telling you about this, or I tagged you, rather, into this project that they have going on. Why did you get so low? This project that we have going on, there was a study. Did you take a look at that, Princess?
I didn't really read the study because I seen it floating around, Facebook the other day. I saw the title to the link. So you had it pulled up?
Look, you can't be doing what I do, Princess. You can't just be letting it float around like, oh, that looks interesting, and then not read it. I tagged you in it so you can read it, so I didn't have to.
Oh, you should have put that at the bottom. Read this so I don't have to.
You have to add that at the bottom. But the title itself just threw me off. Like, I don't even want to know about that. I wanted to know about it, but then again, I was like, no, I don't really want to know about that, because we talked about that a little bit last show.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about that big penis. Folks, we're talking about big penis, and it's supposedly destroying marriages.
Mm-hmm.
Right, big penis bringing big problems in a marriage. And I had to stop and I had to think about that. When did that become a bad thing?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, this penis didn't grow once you put a ring on it.
Right.
So, so is it the penis really bringing problems to the marriage? Like, who did this study and how did they come up with that?
Well, it says that from the test of the study results, it says every 1-inch longer penis increased the likelihood of a woman being involved in an extramarital partnership, but by
right.
almost 1.5 times. Similarly, the quantitative data supports this finding, and it says women associated large penises with pain and discomfort during sex, which precludes the enjoyment and sexual satisfaction that women are supposed to feel. I'm like you. So, what was the deal when y'all were just dating and before you got married? I don't know. I was equated to being in a situation where, you know, you want to tie him down, go on and take whatever he's dishing. That could be anything. If he's a drinker, you don't like it, you'll deal with it. Until you put that ring on your finger, y'all get that marriage certificate. Then, you know, after that, then you'll say, well, I don't really like that. That's gonna have to change. So it may be one of those situations. Like she was taking it at first, there barring her teeth while he's just
mm-hmm.
banging her out with the giant penis. And as soon as they got married, it's just too painful. You're hurting me. So I don't know. Maybe it could be one of those situations like that. But, yeah, I thought this was pretty much some BS.
I don't know either. I was trying to think of it. And, you know, I did see the marital infidelity thing, and I'm thinking, why stop it? You cheating on your man, don't blame it on the penis size because you didn't get married to him the day after you met him or the day after y'all had sex. You know what I mean? Like, y'all was in here, y'all months of dating, weeks of dating, whatever the case may be, but I know it wasn't last night. Yeah, I decided to get married this morning when you couldn't walk straight. So
mm-hmm.
stop it. You know. And if you thirsty for a ring, stop it.
Well, it
you
also
know.
Says in the study that this study was conducted among fishermen at different universities. Well,
mm-hmm.
it was published at the by scientists at the Center for Microbiology and Research in Kenya. And the Kenyatta
mm-hmm.
University in Nairobi and the University
mm-hmm.
of California and University of Alabama. And it said there were some discrepancies between what the women in the study and the fishermen, what they thought was a too large penis. So the women had, you know, they had a different idea what was too big, and the men had something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
I don't know, like, all sides don't fit one. So.
Yeah, it says the better endowed husbands had fully erect penises of around 6 inches, while those whose wives were faithful had erect penises of around 5 inches. What the hell? Those are big penises.
I'm
now?
Done.
This shit is I think we're talking like 12 inches.
Right. That's what I thought, too.
Oh, my
I
God.
I guess the African life is different than
And you would think, seriously.
Wow.
We're talking about 5 and 6. Okay.
That's really big penis. Ain't that average, though?
Yes, it's very average.
Okay.
So
I'm
thinking
was, yeah,
that these women have some other reason why they're cheating.
Right. He wasn't bringing home enough fish. That's what it was. Ooh, the lines are blazing. I see the lines. I see your folks. We're going to get to you. Right now I'm going to bring in the 347. I see you 225. Don't worry. Let me get to you too. 347, what's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Wendy from Brooklyn.
Hey, Wendy from Brooklyn. How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good.
Hi, Wendy.
Well,
hello.
Wendy, we're talking about big penis in marriages. Women that's married to big penis is making them cheat. That's what a study said.
The study said what?
That husband's big penis is making the wives cheat.
Hmm.
cheating a marriage, not a relationship, but a marriage.
I don't think so. Whose statistic was that? Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Whose statistic was that? Was that done with black women or was that done with white women?
It doesn't say their ethnicity, I mean their race, but you did hear where it said they were comparing 5- and 6-inch penises in determining that the 6-inch was like too big. You heard that?
Let me tell you. That was a white survey. I'm going to tell you right off the bat, that was a white survey done. Because black women do not leave a man with a big penis. The only way they leave a man with a big penis is if that man is abusive. I believe that when they was doing that survey, just like when they do a lot of surveys, I found out that they take it among the white people. Instead of doing it like biracial, like some white, some black. No, they do it right. They do it. Calculation of white women. Why do you think there are so many white women drawn to black men?
That's a good point. But now I'm looking into the study and they're saying that they're defining marriage as them being into a union for at least 3 months.
Really?
So out of the marriage couples that they used for this study, which are fishermen from Africa, mostly, right?
Whatever.
So the beaches of Africa. And they say they've been married for at least 3 months. They're having these extra marital partners.
Well, that's just like swingers. So when they do their survey, right? Do they also indicate that there's couples that may just join? That join into these kind of groups that where they can take their wives or their mates to a setting like swinging and let them do what they do? Because I don't understand where they get this, where they found out, and they said they went to Africa. That's garbage. Because most Mandingos are well endowed.
Yeah, and they have a huge male prostitution thing over there in Kenya, too.
Right, exactly. So my point is, if these men are well endowed, what woman would not want a man with a, you know, extra? Because who the hell can see a 5- or 6-inch penis?
As big.
They must interview white women. I don't know. Something Asian or something. Asian, they must get someone.
If you look at today's society, right? Not trying to be racist or anything. You'll see that most white women are drawn to black men now, where they are really trying to dominate and knock the sisters out the box to get at our brothers, because the white man is walking around with fucking string beans. I've seen a man with extra large balls, and my grandson got more meat than he got.
Ow.
Oh, wow.
So, I've been to settings where you have swingers clubs. I'm not talking about swing parties. I'm talking about swing clubs where these white men go to the club with their wives just so that their wife can get beat up by a black man.
And they're walking around naked themselves, embarrassing themselves.
Yes, looking, hurtful. They hurt my eyes every time I look at them.
Making you go blind.
Yeah, but it
just
shake
your head.
It's so sweet.
So what makes her marry him?
You know what it is? It's called financial instability. Marry the little man in the boat. just to tie him up so that you can have all of this. Because if you notice, you got white men that would love to be in the circumference zone of a black woman, like if they could please us. No, you can't please us. Especially if we have something long and strong. Why would we downgrade?
Well, it's, some, it's some white guys with some big ones out there, some big, nice, thick ones.
Listen,
but, yeah.
And if for every 100,000 men, there may be five of them. Black men is well in doubt. That's why during slavery time, if you go, if you really want to take it and go back a little further, let's go back where we got it so that if you notice that all the black women were being raped and none of the men were being touched. They will crucify the men. They will try to cut the men's penises off. They'll try to do whatever they have to do to try to not let the man be, you know, be a man. And the white women, it was one show. It was a movie that came on years ago. I forgot the name of the movie, where the man put the black man in a pot of hot boiling water, the things that they would wash their clothes with, and burnt this man alive because he done stuck this white woman and knocked her up. But it's all right that the white man back in the slavery time can knock up a black woman. Of course, when you knock up a black woman, you know, back in the slavery time, there was an option that you may get them pregnant, may not get them pregnant, and that's why we have all this interracial stuff going on. So anytime you see a black man with a little dick, remember what I'm telling you. It got something to do with the white gene.
Wow.
Believe me.
Wow.
What you
believe
say,
Jarva?
Believe me.
I don't know. I really know what to say about that. It might have some truth to it.
Right.
Yeah, because...
Okay, I got disconnected.
I know in my family, all the men are well and well.
Right.
I know,
thank you, Wendy.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Wendy. I got the 225, Lady C.
Hi.
All right. Lady C, so you hear the conversation.
Uh-huh.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts is I wouldn't consider that to be small, the size they're talking, or big. I mean, if it's too big, I'm like, big what? I thought the average was like, the average was supposed to be like 9.
7, right?
7 to 9 is average.
Whoa.
No, I think the average is more like 7 or 8 or maybe 6 or 7.
Right.
I think
it's 7.
So 9 is like
that
big.
Was the average. Right, so this study is just all the way wrong, but yet it's published.
Of course.
In a journal.
It makes attention, you know. It takes his attention, and that's what they want.
Now, could that be just for us? Like, you know, that's a whole different culture.
I'm thinking I never thought that because he was too big, you would leave him alone. If he's too big and don't know what he's doing, you may leave him alone.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
what I was going
to
say, too.
Not the size, if he don't know what he's doing.
Like, dude, that's not cute. That's my cervix. What are you doing? Stop it.
No,
that's not where you're supposed to be. And he beat up like he don't feel it. Nigga, you feel that shit. Stop. You feel it. Stop. Come on,
you
girl.
Know
what you
you're
doing?
In the
do
wrong
you not see him quitting? Like, listen, when Dewey do that, he's supposed to get in his chest. He punched me, I'm punching him back. Shit. What? Boom. And it's done. Like, oh, what do that for? Nigga, you punched me. I told you to stop.
Wow.
I'm going to fight for my cervix.
I need it.
You got to fight for my cervix. You're not going to beat me up. I need all my walls, my shutters. I need that stuff down here. I may not want to use it right now, but shit, that don't mean you can come and abuse it if you don't know my business. I don't know. That's just me.
That's just me, folks.
I don't know. What do y'all think out there? We'd love to hear from y'all. Big penis and marriages, come talk about it. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. LaDrama Princess is co-hosting with us tonight. What's going on over here, Drama? Your screen... Is your Facebook quiet over there? Last week it was blazing. Is it quiet over there?
I had a question for Wendy. Is Wendy still on the line?
Yep, she is. I'll bring it back on.
One commenter on my iPad wanted to know, what do you do at the Swingers Club? What do you particularly do?
I go there and laugh and get my looks on.
Oh, you don't participate?
No, I'm not a participator. I'm just an agitator.
Oh.
I'm a tease.
Oh, so yeah, that's different.
She's
going to
go there and get
the
all hard and hot and bothered. She know they coming after her. What? You got boobies, too? You know they coming after you. You just like, no, I'm not playing right now.
You know why I'm like that? I'm going to explain to you, and then I'm going to just give y'all back the floor. The reason why I'm like that is because I've seen enough. I've been around it enough. It's no fun there. I found what I'm looking for, and that's what I deal with.
Right.
And this is just my cores and my floors. If I turn out the light and you're still glowing, I don't want you.
Right.
So that's there go your answer.
Okay. Well, y'all have it.
Sounds good to me, folks. I just tuned in to the Honey Suite Sexy Mayhem Part 2. We got guest co-host, the Drama Princess. And I definitely need to get into this sex toy review, Princess. You was talking about on your blog. I was going to take a break, but I'm going to get right into it. You was talking about your blog, and you posted about a cock ring.
Yes.
And you had something, I see tranny and cock ring in the same sentence, and I just had to know, what?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about your porn expo, because that's where you got it from?
Yeah. You mean for
so
the...
Tell us a little bit more about that.
The porn that I was watching? That's what you want to know?
No, I want to know more about what you wrote. You were giving us a review about the cock ring.
Oh, well, yeah, the review.
So.
I'm telling you in the review what type of cock ring we got. We got a nylon cock ring, and it's various types you can get. You can get the neoprene. You can get the vibrating one with the little thing, which is going to give the woman and the man stimulation when you use that one. In the video, in the if you go to the blog, I'm going to post it in the event on Facebook. But in the little animated picture on my blog at the beginning, you'll see that she has one that kind of like cinches under his balls, like a snap type thing. So it's various types you can get.
Mm-hmm.
But we use it because I saw the porn star using it in one of her videos. And I was like, ooh, I got to try this because it just had his dick just so erect.
Pretty.
It was looking good to me. So I'm like, okay, I got to try this. So we tried it, and I didn't really care for it. And he didn't either.
Right.
So we, in the post, I'm putting it in the event page on Facebook, and it's telling you, and I told you in the review, you know, what he thought of it, what I did, what was our experience. It can make you last for a long time. If a man want to, like, last for at least half the night, that thing will have you lasting because you won't be able to have an orgasm. It's like,
right,
it goes
well,
under
isn't
the...
that what it's supposed to do? So
yes,
I did it
job.
You just didn't feel comfortable with it.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like, too much because I guess, you know, what my boyfriend is saying, that if he wants to come, he just wants to come when he's ready. You know, having that experience with me. But the way it works is you put it on up under the ball, so it's like doing a lot of restriction right there to prevent somebody. And I've always recommended, you know, cock rings to guys who have trouble lasting. Like if they like real easy to come, like put that on Right. And I think it would be even safer than if you use a the pills. Because, you know, the pills put your heart at risk and everything else. So if you use a cock ring, you know, it'll be a little bit safer. But when you, if you were to use a cock ring, you should use lube. So have that on first. Make sure the man is not fully erect. And make sure he's partially hard. And, you know, slip it on. So that will make it easier when it's time to take it off. Because if he's already hard when you put it on, it's going to cause too much you know, friction. We're trying to pull it off, depending on what type you have, or it could dig off in his skin if you don't have enough lube on it. You know, when his penis is hard, and you don't want to, you want to put it on. Like I got the kind with the snap buttons on it, because I'm introducing my man to it, so I wanted to have something that, you know, wouldn't have him like freaking out, like, oh, I don't want this around me. So I got the one with the snap buttons. So it was easy for me to adjust it, putting it on him. So, you know, like before he got fully erect, it was no problem. And that's basically what's in the review. If you go and check it out, and the website is actually freakywithmeladramaprincess.wordpress.com, and it's the last post that I just posted on Saturday. And you will see the full review of it, and I show the picture of the cock ring. And I give his perspective of what he thought. You know, he liked it, and he really didn't like it. You know, it was pretty much
that.
What was that?
I know the drama, right? Drama princess. Right?
I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
Right. I'm asking you your name so I can address you.
Yes. The drama princess.
Okay, let me explain, right, the talking to you. The cock ring is not for men that has big penises. Bottom line, if your man is 9.5 and better, the cock ring is not meant for him at all. It's for the little bit more to give them extra growth and length on their penises.
Yes, it will do
when
that.
I went into the store because I used to live on Staten Island, so there's this store called Love. And I asked the man about the cock ring. He said the cock rings are normally for men that are, like, really little that want to get extra.
Mm-hmm.
But if you already extra and you put that on, only thing it do is just keep the blood at the in the shaft of it. And it won't hurt the man. They don't have that. Them cock rings are not meant for big dudes.
Right,
because
they don't have much stretch to them or nothing, so, yeah.
Well, like I said, you can get them in different
materials. Right, but I'm saying, it doesn't matter. Once it's on that, on the end of that shaft and them balls, only thing you do is now sending the blood rushing to the, the shaft and the balls, and guess what? It sits there. And the only way that you're going to be able to remove that is once he go down. And he really has to go all the way down to really get it off. And that's not good. I asked the guy in the store because I wanted to get one for my dude. And he was like, no, how many inches is it? And is he already thick? So he's already thick. So what I'm doing is making it extra thick and making it extra long. And that will hurt you.
Yeah, he's in my ear right now telling me right now that you are right, that it has a painful feeling, something that he really just didn't want to try again. And I wasn't too big on it either because it took him a while to have, like I said, have an orgasm, and I just really don't like that. And at one point during the sex, he said, you know, I can't come, and he was like standing like, damn, what the fuck? So you are right.
In order for him to get it off, he has to be extra soft. He got to be to the point where he can go in the bathroom and just piss.
That sounds dangerous. I don't know. That sounds scary.
No, it's not dangerous for little people. I call them little people. It ain't dangerous for little people, but it's dangerous for big people.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying, just the thought of it, you know, if they didn't know, thank you, Wendy, for pointing that out, though, because if they didn't know, and thank you, Liz Drama, for putting that out there, too, with your review, and thank you to Mr. Drama over there for putting that review out there, because if you don't know, and like you said, you were just watching porn and one of your favorite porn stars is using it, and, oh, you want to try that? Oh, we're going to try that. We're going to get freaky. You know, and I think that's what a lot of people watch is porn. You know, I want to do it like the porn star. And they go ahead. That just sounds like that's a case to the run to the hospital. So thanks for enlightening us about that.
You got to cut that off. It's going to be bad.
Yeah. And even after he took it off, like, I was able to get it off while he was still hard, but he said that it still took him a while to come. So
that's right, because it stops the circulation. Remember, it comes from the balls. It comes from the balls into the shaft. So why would you detain the balls? Why would you detain the balls from getting his direction? I mean, sending that sperm to come out.
Right.
You can give a person blue balls with that.
Now, y'all are making me feel bad.
No, this is educational.
I know.
But can I say, I don't know what movie you was watching. I don't know where you get this gist from on your blog, but I need to get that videotape because that actually looks awesome.
I'm going to have to pull it up for you and give you the link.
That looks awesome, and I don't even have a penis, but I'm like, work it, girl. Like, y'all got to go click on the link. If you're on Facebook, y'all got to go to the link and see what we're talking about.
It's in the event page for this show.
Right, for the Facebook, if you go to the Honey Sweet Sexy Mayhem and event page, if you're my friend, you've got an invite. It's out there, post on the page and stuff like that. Check it out. But the web address, again, is freakywithme.wordpress.com. So, and that's the review she did. Okay, so we got Lady C. You still with me?
Yes. I'm still here.
And we got 323, 347, that's me and Wendy. We got the 225, that's Lady C. We got the 870, that's Miss Princess. And we got some people in the chat room. Jacoby's in the chat room, a few guests in the chat room. By all means, create an account, call us up, 805-830-8320. Press 1, and we'll know that you're ready to comment. If you have a review on sex toys, if you have a comment about any of the topics we talked about tonight, go ahead, press 1, join in the conversation. The lines are always open. We invite all opinions. We don't discriminate on this line. I would everybody chat and speak their mind because, you know, I'm not the only person on this line. I like to have different views and viewpoints on the topic that we talk about. Drama Princess book is coming out, folks. Your swinger book. What's the swinger submission? That's the name of it?
That's it.
May 12th. It's coming out, so remember to go to her website. She's on Facebook. She's on Twitter. TheDramaPrincess.com. And get your copy the 12th or 13th. Well, both days, but digitally it's the 13th, right?
I'm going to upload beforehand, so it should be ready on the 12th. We'll see.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, get your copy. Support. We're all about support on Full Fantasy Radio. Right now, I'm going to take a quick break, play some music, because that's what I do, and I'm going to come back in a little bit. And shout out to our good friend, Black Reporter. So I'm going to play his theme song.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking.
I be stroking.
That's what I be doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking. Let me ask you something. What time of the day like to make love? Have you ever made love just before breakfast? Have you ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on a couch?
time I made love on the backseat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me, and I said, I'm smoking. That's what I'm doing. I be smoking. I smoke it to the east, and I smoke it to the west, and I smoke it to the woman that I love the best. How long has it been since you made love? Huh? Did you make love yesterday? Did you make love last week? Did you make love last year? Or maybe it might be that you're planning on making love tonight. But just remember, when you start making love, you make it hard, long, soft, short, and be stroking. I be stroking. Making love to my woman, I don't stop until I know she's satisfied. And I can always tell when she gets satisfied, because when she gets satisfied, she starts calling my name. She said, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter. Ooh, shit, Clarence Carter. The other night, I was stroking my woman, and it got so good to her. You know what she told me? Let me tell you what she told me. She said, stroke it, Clarence Carter, but don't stroke so fast. If my stuff ain't tight enough, you can stick it up my butt. I be stroking. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke.
I be stroking. I know that's right. Welcome back to the Honey Suite right here on Full Fantasy Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. My guest co-host, the Drama Princess. Drama, you know anything about Clarence Carter?
Oh, yes. That song still makes
you know about Clarence Carter?
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's going to be my new ringtone. I'm going to download it tonight, and I'm going to make that my either cold tone or ringtone, and I'm going to see what kind of response I get from the bill collectors. Okay, so folks, before we went on a break, we were talking about adult toys, and, you know, I just put out there, if you and your partner use toys during sex, you would like to share a view of your favorite adult toy, you can do so right now, 805-830-8320. Just press 1 to make that comment and speak on it. You can also hit us up in the chat room, on Facebook at the event, the High Sweet Sexy Mayhem Part 2. And you can also hit up in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/soulfanradio. Jacoby, the guest, you know, thanks for tuning in. Russ disappeared on me. So, toys, I don't really use toys with partners, and, you know, I'm really particular about toys because that's just too much work right there, and they get uncomfortable, and like I said, he's going to be fighting and busting his chest or something because he got wicked on me. But I do have a favorite toy that I use personally on myself, and it's called the Magic Wand. Now, I think I broke, well, I know I broke the Magic Wand, but I think I broke myself too, because it's like, I can't get that same satisfaction from a dude that I get from the wand. Like, I'm full, I'm passing out. I'm nothing, and I'm passing out. There's no, you know, hey, how you doing? There's no hugging. There's no cuddling. I'm passing out. I wake up, it's still vibrating on my side, and I think that's how I burned it out, because it plugs in, and I'm not about that battery life. I think that's why I've been feeling wicked lately. I can't do the batteries. I don't like any of the rabbit, the flicky thing on the. I don't like any of that. I just want my magic wand, and I just found out that it's wireless now.
And a matter of fact, when I did my last book giveaway, my last release, I always do a sex toy giveaway when I release a book, and that was the last toy that I gave away. Was the wireless Hitachi Magic Wand.
Oh, yes. I love me some Hitachi. Me and Hitachi became good friends for a very long time.
Yeah. She was pretty excited to get that one.
Huh?
She was pretty excited to get that.
I bet she was. Hitachi lasted now, but she shared my feelings when I picked up and she sparked on me.
Whoa. What happened there?
I think it's done. But she lasted for some years. I had about a good 6-7 years before she went to plank on me. And she was still going strong. But once she sparked, I knew it was time for me to let her go.
Burn the house down.
Yeah, it was time for me to let her go. Like, I'm done. Yeah, it was time for me to let that go. Yeah, we're not about that life, but you can't call in. Shout out to the 323. They're hanging in with us. Press that one. We'll let you back on the air. And I still got Miss Lady C, and I also got Miss Wendy on the air with me. I'm going to ask you, do y'all have a favorite toy that you use, Wendy?
Not really.
Well,
I don't have no favorites. I mean, I done experienced a lot of them, but I'm tired of them dying.
Oh, I hate that.
I'm not about that battery. Then you can't find no batteries, and your remote ain't got no batteries because you done use it. Oh, man. What about you? I just caught a bad flashback. You said I can't get the job done with those damn batteries. Who told him that it was all right? What about you, AC? Any favorite toys?
I don't have a favorite. I just have several. And I never had one that was favorite. I think I've tried one similar to the rabbit with a partner one time, and I tried the silver bullet with a partner.
I have a to-do list. Does that count? I got a to-do list. I want to try a butt plug, but I'm not about anal. I can't. I don't do pain, so I do want to try a real small one, real small one. Mm-hmm. And I want a dildo with the suction cup and a strap on.
Oh, I gotta do a review on that. Speaking of that, I gotta do a review on that. Something. I have one.
Which
of
one?
One with the suction.
The strapple?
No,
oh, the suction
I have a
cup,
strap
right.
on, too. I have a couple of those.
I want to do one with the strap on for a couple of reasons. One, it's more emotional than anything. I just want him to be down on his knees. It's a whole fantasy in my head. Lacey, I've been explaining this a couple of times.
Yes.
The strap on thing is my fantasy. They actually wish a fantasy, and I tell them, and they suck at you to get mad. Can't get mad about my fantasy. You ask me my fantasy, I'm telling you my fantasy. You need to be on your knees, and you need to just be looking up at me and listen to everything I tell you to do. So if I say suck on my penis, you got to suck on my damn penis. That's it.
Oh, my God.
You got to stick your tongue out and let me smack you in your face with it. It's like, I'm going to give you the full treatment. I'm going to have flashbacks. It's going to be awesome.
I know somebody who would probably do that for you. I've met someone who is a trisexual. That's what I call him. He would probably do that. Yes.
What?
Are you sending her a PM with the number? With the email?
What? But yeah, I need to. It's a fantasy thing. It's all about power. I want to be in that dom life. I laugh too much to be a dominatrix. I do. I key too much for me to tell you to shut up and kiss my foot. I'm laughing at the whole situation.
Yeah.
So you would never take me seriously. Kids don't even take me seriously, so I don't expect you to take me seriously. So you're going to be turned off if you're about that life, because they take that position
very,
very seriously.
Very.
Right, they take it very seriously. So I want to get me a straight dude. Normal dude, a regular old Joe, and I'm going to trick him.
Oh, my God.
I bet you I can go 12 hours without a cup of soda or something stupid, and he's going to agree to it. You got to do everything I say. And he's going to agree to it, and it's just going to be hilarious and fun, and you know, like, he got to be open-minded about it. You know, I'm not going to trick him and get killed over it. No, it's not going to be like that. But, you know, it's light. You know what I mean? I don't want you to take it too seriously. It's just light. It's a fantasy. And I think afterwards we're going to have some banging-ass sex. Like, who doesn't want to do that? Like, that's just in my head, right? It don't ever pan out that way.
I don't know, but whatever happens,
you never know.
Like
they're out
it.
There.
You
got
to give us
never know, right? You shouldn't have to, in my opinion. Somebody wrote that. I put out there, do you have a favorite sex toy? Somebody put out there in response, you shouldn't have to. What do y'all think about that? Drama, what you think about that, since you do reviews, and what do you think about that statement?
I think it's a BS.
Statement?
Why shouldn't I have to use a sex toy? What's so wrong about using them?
You know what's wrong? When he has a sex toy. When you go to a guy's house and he pulls open his drawer and he got more shit than I do. That's when it gets wrong. That's when, like, no, we're not going to use your toys. I don't know what chick you've been using. No, we're not going to do that. Like, I get turned off by that.
Well, yeah,
I don't know. I shouldn't, but
I
do.
Off.
I don't think I should be turned off by that, but I'm scared. Like,
okay,
they
be
having a lot of.
Afraid.
Yeah, you have a lot of stuff in there. Like I said, I got one toy, and that was a magic wand, and she broke a couple of months ago, and I haven't even replaced her yet. So I'm scared if you have more toys than I do, and you're a dude. Mm-hmm. Like,
You know, those are secret weapons. That's what that is. So he probably uses one on every kick.
Shout out to Jacoby. He's going to go to bed now because we kind of late. So he said he's in Washington. Shout out to the Wizards. He got to go to college and work tomorrow. So he's but he enjoys it. I guess he enjoyed the show. He appreciates the invite to the show. Thank you, Jacoby, for showing some love and support to myself and Drama Princess and Soul Fans of Radio yesterday and today. Appreciate it. And to everybody else that's tuned in, you know, thank you for checking us out and supporting us. Okay, so. We're talking about sex toys, adult toys. I've got a few minutes remaining on the show. Anyway, I normally end at 10:30, but we got Princess on the phone, so we're gonna go to full 120 minutes tonight. And I'm about that life. I'm about that life. Who came up with that statement? Because that seems like everything I say now. Who does that? And I'm about that life.
I have no idea.
And those are my two favorite statements now. Who does that? Okay, so toys. I told you I want the strap on because I gotta smack you around in the face. I want you to suck on. I want you to gag. I want to see all that. But you know, it's just basically me talking shit. You ain't gotta really do all that. But at least be a good sport about it. Is that bad for me to want to do that to him, like just make him submissive? It's just, even if it was just for 15 minutes, you couldn't do that for me, boo?
You're going to have a hard sell with that one, depending on who you find. But
you
like
think so?
Lady C said, you might want to hook up with the person she knows. Have somebody already with.
No. No, because I want to keep it a fantasy. I want to keep hope alive.
Oh, okay.
I want to keep hope alive that I will find me a boo that, you know, is willing to explore with me just like he want me to explore with him. I want to tell you something. So
this person over here in my messages is saying he can't come back from something like that. And I think I would agree because I've used a toy on a guy anally, and it was just no more good after that.
Oh, yeah, I've done that. But that's no fun.
That was fun?
I said that's no fun.
No.
There's no fun because he wanted it. He wanted to be beat up. So that already put a whole different tune in my, taste in my mouth. So, huh?
Yeah, it's like, what the hell is up with you? Like, and then throwing it back and
Right. This guy lifted his leg up. What are you doing? Put that shit down. What are you doing?
Trying to get it deeper and stuff. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God. Talking about somebody being mentally disturbed. I was disturbed for a while. I had to really shake it over and everything. And I think that's another reason why I'm turned off the anal sex, too. Like, I'm not about that. That's another reason I'm turned off to it. I never seen him, though. I don't know how I felt. This grown man had his legs up in the air like I had mine up. I was like, what am I doing here? What is this? And then I had a guy want me to finger pop his booty. Yes, I said it. Y'all heard me right. He's like, I got some new pair. What?
I just
got my nails did. I was feeling some type of way because I just got my nails did. Ew, and I'm like, you want me to
don't say that. It's getting gross.
This is what I'm saying. This is the stuff that be happening, folks. This is the stuff that I be going through. It's like, have y'all done that? Call us up and let us know. 805-830-8320. Have y'all experienced something wicked that just left a bad taste in your mouth? Just no bueno. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not about that. I'm not, no. Leave that alone. Don't tell me about that. Don't touch me.
Well, I know my
wife ain't calling no more.
I don't plan on ever doing this ATM, ass to mouth. I'm not about that life.
Oh, the toss of the salad.
No, I'm saying if he's in you anally and then he pulls out and he's like, okay, so I want you to give me some head after I pull out of your ass.
What?
Mm-mm.
Hell to the norm. I love me, but I don't love me that much. I mean, I'm full of shit. So I
have the potty mouth.
Yes. So my breath stink. I wonder why.
So y'all, I was watching this video the other day, and they were interviewing a porn star, and she said one of her things is she likes for a guy to piss in her mouth. That really turns her on.
To what? To piss in it?
Piss in her mouth.
I had a guy get on cam and pee in a cup and drink it. Did that count?
Oh,
I only watched it because he paid me $4.99 a minute.
Oh, Lord. Now, that right there, I wouldn't give a damn what
he said. It's so warm. Listen, when you talk about throwing up in my mouth, I was all, yeah. You really, like, he really drunk it like it was apple juice.
Ew.
Ain't nobody gonna drink apple juice for the next 3 months now. Maybe y'all gonna look at apple juice and say, why? Y'all gonna go to the supermarket tomorrow and suck your teeth. Right. Of course, y'all had to say apple juice, right? Y'all gonna go in there and suck your teeth.
I don't want it.
Is that the reason why we don't drink apple juice no more? I don't drink it because it makes me want to go to the bathroom. But folks, we'll be back on, or I'll be back on air tomorrow night with my featured spotlight artist, OW, hip-hop artist, who's making big moves for 2014. He's going to college. He's dropping his second album. He's going to graduate from college with two bachelors. He's taking care of his three kids. And he's doing his dream, his passion, his love, which is making music. And you can find him on Pandora.com/ODUBBY. So he's going to be our guest tomorrow night. And we're going to chop it up with him and get all up in his business. And he's cute. So that's the reason why I want to talk to him. You know, big old single father doing his thing, taking care of his kids, living his passion, and, you know, being a great role model. Why not? You know, he got the hustle thing going back, and he's a good look. So I invited him to my show. So if you still want to check us out, you can do that at www.blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Right. WRPF radio is the letter WRPF and the word radio is our Facebook.com URL. We're on Twitter at Full Fan Radio as well. LaCrush Hearth, LaKrush. And the FullFansRadio.com is the website. Right now I'm going to head over to my awesome guest co-host, Miss LaDrama Princess, so she can give you out a 411 on what she's doing.
I'm putting out my third book. I already have out two books, and the first one is very bisexual friendly, and it's lesbian sex friendly and all that jazz. And there's a little surprise towards the end of the book. And the book is called Submit to the Dark Side. My second book was You Ain't the One, and it is bisexual friendly as well. And, yeah, that's what I got coming up. And the next book is Swinging Submission. So it involves swingers.
I so want to invite you back to the show because now I want to talk about that.
The
art of the bisexuality. I want to talk about that. Is it just a fad? Is it just something that you've seen in porn? Oh, I want to try that. Is every woman curious about it? That's what I want to know. I mean, you know, just talk about it a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be a good topic.
Yeah, sound like a good topic. Go ahead, touch that topic again. I thought about it. But then I think about it. Because, yeah, I talk about everything on this show. Everything that goes through my little brain, my little pea brain. It runs through my mind, I spit it out, and then I regret it later. That's why I don't listen to my playbacks. I'm going to remind myself of something I wasn't supposed to say on air. And, you know, so if y'all need real, y'all getting real. Y'all don't like it, oh, the fuck well. That's it. But, so that's something I definitely want to get you back on. So hopefully I can get you back on after your book drop and definitely have you come back and co-host with us and bring some more topic and knowledge to the table. Because it seems like every time you come on a show, somebody knowledgeable always calls up.
Not
saying my friend Lady C is not knowledgeable, so don't even come at me like that. Don't even come at me like that, because y'all know I love me some Lady C, but Lady C gets silly with me, so she don't count. I'm ready to key, and y'all done brought the real, like, aw, man. But, so I think that's something I want to talk about, too. Next week, actually, it was supposed to be The Locker Room. The Locker Room was supposed to be my man's show. I need a male co-host that would like to come on and talk about manly stuff. If that's you, by all means, hit me up, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Just like LaJara Princess, you'll be my guest co-host. You can pick the topic, we'll pick the questions, but I really want to talk about independent women. I really want to talk about independent women because I was scrolling through Facebook. And there's a picture, I don't know if y'all see it, there's a picture, the first half of the picture is the mom and the son. And then the bottom half of the picture is the son with the makeup on and the full-fledged. And then on top it says, you know, when mom doesn't need a man. And then at the bottom it says he don't know how to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that was very offensive, and I'm like, really? Because I myself, being a single woman that I am, living in the household that I have to take care of, my neighbor called me downstairs. Her faucet is broken, so the water's going everywhere. And, you know, not everybody has a man around that says, I need you to use this wrench to turn off the water faucet, or I need you to lay this tile down, or I need you to put this picture frame up, or I need to change the light bulb, or anything like that. Like, I had to do that myself. So, you know, I feel some type of way. When you come in here and say, oh, well, I did that, honey, you're supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to do that. But I got to take care of my household. So is that me being independent? And, you know, is that really me saying I don't need a man because I'm doing this stuff on my own? Like, I got a lot of questions on that. So I need a male co-host. If you want to join, you know, just let me know. phonefaceradio@gmail.com. Because I definitely want to get into something about that. So that sounds like something. What you think, Ms. Drama Press? You think that's a topic?
Yeah, I think it's a good topic. I think any woman that's in a single position, that she doesn't need a man should be a compliment to her life. Saying you need a man is like you will take anything that comes around, and that's not what any woman should be setting out to do.
Exactly.
I don't think people should be saying you need a man. No, he should be bringing something to you.
Right. Where did y'all get that from? I need a man.
Like a man doesn't need a woman.
I need you to meet him. I need you to be here when he was born, but, you know, you're going to live your life and soak your royal oats or whatever it is that y'all do that don't make y'all want to take care of y'all kids. See, I can't do that. See, my heart won't let me do it. I'm so serious, and, you know, right now, my heart wouldn't let me trust you that much. Just that right there, just seeing that going around, you know, I wouldn't want to have your kid. And I tell guys this, and I guess this is why I'm single now. The only thing you have to worry about me not telling you is before the appointment, after appointment, if I ever became pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Will I tell you that before it happened or after it happened? Because I'm not having your kid. So, yeah, I order my condoms online at discountcondomking.com.
Say that again so they can know.
Let y'all know it comes in a discreet pack. You can get it in 3 days, $26, 100 condoms. I'm just letting y'all know because y'all are people. It's CalConnellKing.com. Just tell them to crush up. You want to be playing? You know, I mean, just letting y'all know. You know, we need to wrap it up. There's too much stuff going on, you know, out there. And shout out to Kitty Pryde because she got that little million condom page going on there. She was posting some real stuff on there because I never thought about it like that. Some of the stuff she was posting about the whole condom situation. But yeah, Lady C. Any final words you want to, because you came in late. I see you jump in and jump off, but.
Mm-hmm, I see you. It's interesting. It was a good topic and interesting, and some of the information. I enjoyed myself, even being a mature single female. There are still some things to be learned.
Exactly.
You should have someone where you can freely discuss. And I'm going to have to look for her page and stuff. I mean, because it's something, I would read them. Even who I am, I would read them because it seems interesting, you know. And a lot of people would look down on her, but it's out there. It's reality. This is what this world has out here. And some things you need to let the world know. You know, and don't get scared when you're talking. People be trying to put people down for what they do. What you do in your bedroom is your business. How you do it, if you make you and him or you and her happy, then be happy.
Yeah, at the end of the damn day.
Right. Yeah, you got to be happy. Whether you choose to be for him or her or what, just make sure it's a person that's going to love you and make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Whether
they
got big penis, little penis.
I need to know how they do it with the small penis guy. Is it, did they never experience an average or a larger penis? Or, like, how do you do it? I mean, I understand. Like, I was thinking of that the other day. You have to really sit down and ask yourself, you know, what I'm in love with him for, or why am I with this person? Is it for that security that he can provide me outside of the bedroom, or how important is the bedroom to me in my relationship?
Yeah.
Well, they might be
but
in love.
But then it's like you don't want to get, like I said, 10 years, 5 years, 6 months down the road, and you're like, I can't live like this. And then you go out and you cheat. So why even commit to marriage anyway? Sound like a show topic. I'm just saying. And I'm going to leave y'all off with that, the drama princess. Thank you so much for tuning in the show. Any final words?
Get the books. You can go to LaDramaPrincess.com. I'm on all the major e-tailers. You can go to my blog, Freaky With Me, LaDramaPrincess.wordpress.com, and you can check out what I'm posting every Saturday. And once you get the books, you can come and talk to me about the books. I'm open to conversation. I'm very open-minded, and there you go.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I want to be a stripper in my next life. Okay, so sorry. Random thoughts. This is just ending the show. In the show, we have just random thoughts. But to answer Russ' question, because Russ asked me to suck his dick. He said if he was here, yeah, that's what he said, Lady C. He said, Crush, if I was there, would you suck my dick? And then he said, Crush, I would give you a facial to the end, all facials. I like facials. I said it. And what?
I heard that last.
I said it. Yes,
wait,
I'm leaving the show just like that.
Before we go, LaCrush, you love facials. You love receiving facials?
Yeah.
Tell me, what is the trick when you receive a facial not to get it in your eye? Because that's why I stopped doing them. And that's why I swallowed them.
I learned how to duck the weave, girl. Let me tell you. I got to tell y'all, my first time, my virgin mouth was touching on a pee-pee, and I didn't know what I was doing. He said I was scraping him with my teeth, and I purposely wasn't doing it. I really didn't think I was, but he kept saying I kept scraping when I got to the tip, right? I'm like, no, I'm not. You know, I know what I'm doing, and I don't know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing, you know. And he said, well, do it again, I'm coming in your eye. He said it, and I just thought he was playing, you know, and sure enough, I scraped him again, and when he finished, he buzzed, and it fell in my eye. Boy, listen, I was running around that house trying to chop off something, and I got locked out in the backyard with no clothes on. After that experience, I just learned how to bob and weave, and sometimes you got to change your position. And you know what? If he's up close, like if he knows that he's a long distance, it also depends on your projection. Because if he knows he's a sprinter, you know, he'll tell you, if he's a sprinter, like, he can't help it that he's coming all the way over your head or something like that, that he has to step the fuck back. If he knows that he's a dripper, that he could come close, you know? So it's all about perspective.
Okay,
you know,
so what
you just
got
to learn how to bob and
weave.
And you feel it, too. Well, I feel it. You feel it, too, when it starts throbbing in your mouth. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I feel all that, but I'm just saying, when it come out, it was like two times. It was the same. I'm like, why do you keep putting it in my damn eye?
Right.
One time I had to go
around
my mother.
Have him face it down, right. Just have him face it down, because he holds it in his hand. Don't go up with it. Hold it down, you know, because it's throbbing, it's been hard, it's already going to hold up, so just hold it down, or you stand up, or, you know.
I don't
know,
a lot of work.
Yeah, if he comes a lot, like I know the guys that come a lot, and you want to do the facial, it's best that he stands back a bit, and you touch your head.
Tilt your head back.
Look, I'm talking like I know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying I like Lay's donuts. I don't know.
I think I'm going to stick to swallowing, so there you go.
Good Lord. My body won't take that.
I get
freaky. I mean, do you know it's not even that I'm getting used to it? You just can't swallow everybody. Come on.
Oh, hell
I can
no,
take everybody's
I'm not
penis
not
on my
everybody's
face.
Dick.
Well, you know, dude, that's true, too. But I'm just saying, not everybody, well, I was going to say something wicked, but I'm not going to say that. Did I just curve my tongue? Yes, I did. I just curved my tongue. Really? 7 minutes after the show, now I want to curve my tongue? Stop questioning me. Don't question my authority.
But you know what I need from y'all folks that's tuned in? Give me some show topics. What would you like to talk about? What would you like to share? What will get y'all to call up and speak with us at 805-830-8320? Phone fantasyradio@gmail.com. Hit me up on Facebook. I'd love to know what y'all want to talk about. I'm open to everything. If you are into if you are into S&M lifestyle, by all means, hit us up, because I'm looking to have a master-slave situation. So much, and a pet. If you know what I'm talking about, then I don't need to explain, but if not, then we need to get into that. And I need to know a pet, because I knew somebody that was in there. She was supposed to come to the show, but something happened. She passed away, actually. So that wasn't possible. But, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, that's it. Come. You know what I don't like? I don't like being on top. Is it insecurities? I don't know. But I just don't like being on top. Because I think I hurt them. No. They're so little. It's like I hurt them.
I can shake it, crush. I can shake it.
Well, you don't sit on their face, LaCrush?
Huh?
You don't ride their face?
I mean, no, not really. Like, if it's personal, no, I don't do that. The people I, the reason I got my name, for those who don't know, was I was doing face sitting as sessions. I was offering a face sitting session, so that's the reason why I came up with the name LaCrush. And I didn't like LaCrush face, so I came up with LaCrush heart. So,
you know,
that's
one topic
you
used to have is how you got into doing stuff like that. When you say you had the guy paid you to watch him pee in the cup and drink it. Some people want to know, how do you get into that type of business?
Oh, I was a phone sex operator.
Oh, okay.
And the site I was using, and I also do webcamming. So you can pay me $3.99 a month, and I can show you my titties and play with myself and all that other stuff. I'm basically a little sex slave, so I don't know what you can pay me for. SuperFluffySlurp.com. That is actually a website of mine. I just haven't been advertising it and using it. But, yeah, you call up there, you click on my button for $1.99, and we can get all sexy. And I can tell you, your dick is so good. And, oh, I'm coming. And 9 times out of 10, I might just really be coming. But, you know, it is what it is. I don't got big birth no more, so I got to fake it now. So there, you know, I got little videos. I used to do balloon videos. You can catch some of those on YouTube, but I was making custom videos. So there's a few of those out there. I'm on Rude.com. So there's a couple of videos of me getting spanked and me in the shower on Clips for Sale. And
I never did
I'm
get
live,
for that page.
I'm live.com, and, you know, that's what I was doing.
What happened to the Rude hookup? Am I going to practice? I'm just going to just leave it alone.
Rude.com, I got on the Rude so many years ago, but I mean, I'm sure the stuff is probably still there. I'll go and check and see if the page is still up.
Oh, so you're not
active. But I haven't
been
in Rude. I don't do it. I don't do Rude no more. Rude is too much work.
Mm-hmm.
Rude was convenient, but it was a lot of work messing with Rude, you know, because they's like, well, if you upload something to Rude, then that's their property. They can do whatever they want to do with that.
Oh, I remember that.
Wow. Once you upload, you know, your stuff to Rude, that's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the bottom line. That's theirs. And then it was getting hacked, and, you know, it was just me trying to start out. Oh, look at it. It's still up there. Aw. Look at my titties. Oh. I haven't been up here in 2009, 2011. Oh, yeah, 2014. Good grief.
Wow.
It's
been a
while. Scrumptious. Yeah, it's been a while.
So what site do you say you're using now? Live, or you on nothing now?
As far as what?
I'm live.
Yeah,
I did
imlive.com. No, I'm live. It's another webcam. It's a webcam site. You could pay girls to see and stuff like that. Oh, I was a VIP member on Rude. I can't get into that account. I don't got that email no more.
Rude,
I just thought about that. Nice little flashback. I ain't got that email no more.
I know. I used to love Rude until they started making a bunch of changes. When they shorted the free videos, I was like, ugh.
Right, that's what I'm saying. A lot of stuff there, and like I said, once you upload it, that's theirs. I got on Rude back in 2008, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have my little room open. You know, contrary to belief, you can be a porn star. It's the virtual version.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what the power of the internet did for a lot of people. Like, I'm a porn star. Even though I'm only virtually, I'm still a porn star, you know. So,
right.
And I had just got me a nice little computer, and I got my vibrator in my mouth. I'm sucking on it, licking on it. And I'm like, good grief. I miss my Hitachi. I think that was the first one I had. You can keep it or rent it. I don't know. I was popping. My titties were big. Oh, wow.
Well, so I bet you got a lot of subscribers, huh?
Huh?
You had a lot of subscribers.
Who, me? No, I don't think so.
You didn't?
Mm-mm. It wasn't a site that I was fully on, but I am out there. No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not pushing. Damn, they got all my information out there. Birthday, zodiac. Oh.
Wow.
Oh. Am I signed in?
It might be on soon.
Right? I might just go open up a room and dust off a good old cam.
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't been feeling pretty lately, so.
Oh, that's
everything is open.
Feel
I used to have an old website. Yeah, I got my old website up there. I don't even got my new website up there no more. So, got a very old website. But it is what it is.
Yeah, people looking for you
time.
And you're not there, LaCrush.
Huh?
I said you can have the guys looking for you and you're not even there.
That is true. I did get a couple of emails about that. But listen, we're getting wind down to the last part. You're not going to be able to hear us. Right now, we're going to really say goodbye to y'all. And this is our good friend, Black Reporter, signing us off.
My normal closeout. What time there was has ceased to be. There just is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything LaCrush played. On your face, put a big smile. We'll see you in a little while. And you are in and we are out.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye. See you tomorrow.